Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Ross. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting sixth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tony Giuliani. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Camporis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case strikes out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser fires to first and picks off Pretty. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Ross moves to third. York moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is walked intentionally. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Camporis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Camporis moves to second. One out. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Wakefield moves to third. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York is walked intentionally. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields the ball and throws to Newhouser covering. Safe. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field. Wakefield picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wakefield. Vernon goes all the way around to score. Spence moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Richards hits a pop-up towards third. Camporis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Newhouser moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Camporis strikes out. 1 out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 0-for-1 in the game. Giuliani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Higgins for the out. 2 outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ross. Case reaches second base with a double. Vernon goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Case moves to third. 2 outs. Ned Harris now playing left field. Don Ross now playing second base. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Case scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a pop-up towards third. Camporis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John McHale pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 0 for 2 in the game. Giuliani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Case. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Hoover scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Giuliani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Myatt pinch hits for early win. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt bunts in front of the plate. Richards fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to second. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Vernon moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards fires to third and picks off Vernon. Case moves to second. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spence is walked intentionally. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Pretty reaches third base with a triple. Case scores. Spence scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore pinch runs for Bob Johnson. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Camporis takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Pretty scores. Moore moves to third. Camporis moves to second. It's 6-2, Senators. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 0-for-3 in the game. Giuliani hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Moore now playing left field. Mickey Hefner now pitching. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Richards moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richards scores. Hoover moves to third. It's 6-3, Senators. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ross scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Metro pinch hits for Ned Harris. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.